All right, keep it down, fellas. Keep it down. Last night, a woman called, and I promised her I would deliver to her a bouncing baby boy. No, I promised I would deliver to her this trip down radio memory lane, a golden radio moment from the broadcast's past, an interview with a child at Midway Stadium during a Saints game. Come here, I gotta interview you. You like what? What do you like best?
Well, it's a fox with a butter poos.
What nation are you from, originally?
This is about you.
Uh-huh. Now, I normally would have a translator for this, but how old are you?
Four.
Uh-huh. Okay, now I'm going to ask that other question. What's your favorite thing about St. Paul Saints games?
Baseball games.
Baseball games, just a general baseball, the whole baseball game.
Well, baseball games is about hockey.
Huh?
Hockey is about that, hockey about that.
What?
Hockey is about here when the sick are having a thing that they're suiting with their sick.
What's extraordinary is you and I are from the same, not only the same part of the country, but I believe the very same city.
Well, they play ball, there's two about you.
Uh-huh. Any other thoughts at all?
Well, our house is at a city, and that's our home.
Uh-huh. And what would you like to be when you grow up?
Be a horse.
A what?
Horse.
You want to be a horse?
Yeah.
Do you know how you could possibly do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? Can you explain it to me?
Yeah. I sure will.
Okay, how do you become a horse?
A pony.
Uh-huh. Right, how does a boy become a pony?
They'd be the go with a cow.
By going with a cow?
Yeah.
So if you cross a boy and a cow, you get a pony.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a tremendous sacrifice to have to make just to be a pony.
Yeah.
Yes. Extraordinary. You have really thought this out, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being a guest on my program. Your name again?
She did it about those baseball games and playing ball.
That is a lengthy name. Is there a nickname that you have?
Yep.
What is your nickname?
The Sinister Rifle and Sinister Rifle for my cowboy thing that I be a pony that he will ride on me for a big pony and I will ride him on my back and I will take him into the barn and see a cow.
And that's your nickname?
Yep.
Extraordinary. Thank you so much, and have a good evening.
Okay.
All right. Well, great. There it is. That was my guest. Actually, my scheduled guest this evening was unable
Thank
to
Thank you,
it.
Kodiak.
That was from, I think, a year ago last summer. Hello, John.
Hello.
You're trying to get rid of an ex-wife?
Well, actually, I was calling to comment and say that, first off, you are a beacon of hope in talk radio.
Well, that's kind of you.
Well, I cannot believe I was laughing so hard getting out of my car. I just, with this exchange you had with Mark, and I understand he is looking for a date.
Yes, he is a man who owes a tremendous amount of money to various people, including the IRS, is currently unemployed, but is relatively attractive.
Well, then he would be just perfect for my ex-wife, because that fits my description perfectly.
And is that why she left you?
Oh, no, because I'm a drunk.
Oh, jeez. Well, there's a combination. So how are your prospects for a replacement girl?
Well, I'm currently walking a dog for my neighbor for about, $2.50 an hour. But
my listeners are either mating with cows or dogs. for companionship.
But I think that, you know, she's an attractive woman, and I don't know whether you want a conference fee with Mark, but, you know, maybe he...
Well,
might...
shouldn't we perhaps conference in your ex-wife?
Well, you know, I don't know if I want to put that number on the air, but...
No. But do you know that she's looking?
Well, you know, I think...
There may be some downtime necessary here, a period of grieving.
No,
for her especially.
We're far past that.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we had an exchange. I had to go over to the house tonight because my son got caught shoplifting. So, we're quite the normal family.
So you're not longing for your ex-wife. You're not longing for her company anymore. I suppose the only thing you're longing for is a Jameson.
Allison Jameson, that's her name, yes.
Yeah. So the boy, what'd he take exactly? I'm an old shoplifter myself, so I'm curious.
Oh, geez, do I have to get into this? The poor 13-year-old kid got caught stealing a tape recorder at Walmart.
Oh, guy after my own heart. I hope he empties the store. If he was taking it to a landfill, I kind of like it. I see a song here similar to Johnny Cash's One Piece at a Time. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I think most of us at one time or another, at least most of the crowd I grew up with in St. Paul, shoplifted. I used to go into Snyder's with an empty bag and walk out with it full.
Well, those are the good old days, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't recommend you people, young people listening, do that.
Too many cameras these days.
Yeah, it's a different era. What was the Walmart approach to his crime?
Well, they take him into a politically correct area that is now called the...
Timeout room?
Well, no, it's called the Loss Prevention Center.
Now, if it were really the Walmart Sam Walton wanted us to believe it was, there'd be a guy there like Zeb Walton from the old Walton show, and he'd give the guy a down-home talking to and pat him on the back and send him on his way. But I don't believe big corporate Walmart is really like that. What'd they tell him?
Well,
scare the hell out of him?
Well, essentially, and out of his mother and I, and told him that he was just this close to being prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and of course...
Which I hate to say, but at 13 isn't that far. One thing I knew very well when I was a young boy was that the full extent of the law just didn't mean a hell of a lot.
Well,
I knew that when I became 18, it was time to straighten out, but I pretty much understood I had the run of the joint up till then.
Well,
what are they going to do? What's the full extent of the law at 13?
Well, I'm sure that it probably includes picking up trash at the side of some, dedicated highway somewhere. So, who knows?
Well, I think that's just part of father's duties all over America, what you're doing with him. And then he doesn't pull on you when you're yelling at him. He doesn't pull the old, well, you're an alcoholic. He doesn't get you with that, does he?
No, not yet. I'll give him another year for that. His older brother will do that. Yeah. Or just knock me out cold with his left hook. So is Mark still on hold?
By God, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here, let me bring him on. I didn't realize he was still there. Mark?
He's a good sport.
Hey.
Yeah. Mark, this is John. John, this is Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Well, sitting here drinking beer.
Oh, jeez.
You fit
well,
in nicely.
Into that conversation.
I thought, you know, I mean, I don't know what you consider qualified, or your wife says it qualifies as a drunk, but I don't know.
Well, it probably has more to do with being out of work for more than 2 years at a stint.
That's not why you're out of work, is it, Mark?
I'm not out of work. I'm self-employed. I make money. I pay $500 a month in credit payments, plus another $600 in rent, plus my own living.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm not employed by anybody.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're not employed by anybody, which is different from unemployed. Okay.
Right.
And it's just that a lot of your money won't be going to buying this girl jewelry.
Well, yeah. Well, I could probably do that, considering the right brakes here and there. But basically, yeah. What I'm doing is I'm paying for a brand new pickup truck that I don't own.
Why do guys like you buy brand new pickup trucks
that we don't own?
I mean, I have never bought a brand new vehicle in my life, and will easily go to my grave without doing it. But if I do buy one,
well,
it's going to be when I'm making a lot of money, and you don't, and I don't, and neither of us have any business spending $35,000 for a vehicle. Why are you doing that?
I'd spend $25,000-$30,000 easily for a good truck that I could depend on to help my work.
Why? When you could buy one for $7,000.
Well, I did buy one for seven, and I still have it.
Well, there you go. Why do you, you know why you throw that extra money away? So that you can walk out your front door and look at something pretty. It does nothing for you, and it prevents you from getting an even more attractive girl, someone who would see that you had a little money left over to throw her way. Because let me tell you a little something about women. Okay, fella? They love money.
Well, you know what
money,
I've always said?
Money.
You know what I've always said?
Huh.
Women, maybe not all women, but many women, judge women by two things.
Yeah.
And both of them are kept in their pants.
Yeah. Hey, you know what
hey,
I love, fellas?
Can I interject?
Sure. Mark, John, and I'm Tom, by the way. The three of us sitting around talking about women reminds me of the folly of your average talk radio show where a bunch of white guys sit around and talk about race issues. None of us know what the hell we're talking about.
Well, yeah.
Well, someone once told me that, and I believe it to my heart these days after being a divorced male with three children, is that instead of getting married again, I just think I'll go out and meet another woman I can't get along with and give her a house.
Hey, let me tell you a little stat that's going to blow your mind, Mr. John. 75% of all men, when polled, divorced men, said they'd remarry their first wife.
Ooh.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You know what happened?
You know what happened? They remarried, and the problems followed them to the next relationship, and they realized it wasn't the woman after all.
Maybe
ding, 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 ding. Bell's going off there, fellas, huh?
I've seen that with my friend. He got married for the longest time to his high school sweetheart.
Yep.
They had a couple of kids. Then they got divorced, and then he remarried again. And I saw him having the same problems
there
he had before.
There it is. There it is. Now, John, in your case, I think the booze probably pushed things a little faster.
Well, it always will.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you, generally, there's nothing a good session with a therapist can't cure if you're determined to stay married.
Well, been there, done that, yep.
Okay. But you were half in a bag at therapy. You got to knock off the hooch. By the way, where are you at with that now, Johnny?
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good man. All right, got your 30-day pin?
I've got my 2-year pin.
Attaboy. Mark, how about you? How about going for an hour? We'll start out at an hour.
I went for 30 days just to prove that I could do it, and I did it.
Every friend I know who did that eventually ended up in AA. Let me tell you, my friend, the classic sign of a drunk is someone going, I could do it for 30 days. Guess I'm not an alcoholic.
I did it for a year prior to that.
Yeah,
but the question is,
why are you doing it for a year? If you're doing it for a year or you're doing it for a month, you must see a little problem in the first place, because guys who drink in moderation don't stop for weeks or months or years.
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
That would be the problem, is that I seem to opt for the frequent rather than
you're
the
a
occasional.
Binge drinker. Clean up your act.
There you go.
The women listening right now are not getting any more attracted to you. When was the last time you had a girl, Mark?
Had a girl?
Yeah.
What do you mean had?
I once had a girl, or should I say, you know. It's been that long that you don't even know what that means?
No, I've been on, like, a couple dates this past year or so, and that's about it.
You ever try the personals?
I look through them.
John, in all seriousness, do you want to send your ex-wife to this fella?
No.
I didn't think so. All right, I guess it's back to calling 411, Marky. Thanks.
Good luck with that, guys.
See you, John.
Good night.
This show is abusive, insulting, fun as hell,